Greetings and welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I want to wish everyone a very, very blessed Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. May God bless you, your families, all that you love, everyone that you love. May you be blessed not only Sunday, but today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Albert Einstein had a saying, he had a quote, "Two things are eternal, the universe and the ignorance of man. But I'm not sure about the universe." Well, we live in a world that is full of deceit, evil, and people are looking for solutions, answers to the problems personally. Forget about problems internationally. People are just wanting to figure out what do we do on a personal and a family basis, you know, just with yourself, your family. And then here in this country, nothing is stable. Donald Trump, there was a fundraiser in New York, and three presidents were in the city. At the fundraiser, you had Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, and President Barack Obama. And then the other president was in, he was addressing the families of a policeman who was murdered. He was there honoring the, individual who was murdered and his wife and family. The other two presidents were at a fundraiser. Oh, you think I'm, you might have thought that I'm made a mistake. There should be four presidents in New York City. You're thinking I'm talking about Donald Trump honoring family of the fallen police officer, and then Joe and Bill and Barack, the unholy trinity, at a fundraiser. And you think that there are three presidents there? I don't believe so. There are two legitimate presidents, Barry Satoro and Bill Clinton. And then there is the individual that Bill and Barry and the Democrat Party have put in position, who is not a legitimate president, but there were three legitimate presidents in New York City. And then you had on the stage the unholy trinity at a fundraiser. So, and this was the event with the with two presidents plus a friend, was hosted by Stephen Colbert. He couldn't help but trash Donald Trump, because that's what he does. That's all he can do. The hatred is so deep for Donald Trump. So these two presidents at the fundraiser, accompanied by Joe Biden, and the noble president on the other side of the city, presiding and honoring a murdered police officer and supporting his grieving wife. Something noble. Donald Trump is a noble president. Then in the meeting, in the event, in the fundraiser, you had these protesters outside shouting that Joe needs to stop the war, that Israel's committing genocide, which we've talked about this before, he's not. Then inside you had protesters also. You'll have to go to MSNBC to listen to what these shills had to say about Barack Obama, but it was true what they said. So you have the protesters inside, and Barry Satoro defends Joe Biden, and he addressed the protesters. He scolded them. Yeah. He scolded the protesters for protesting, for causing a disturbance. And he told them, he says, you don't know what this man is going through. And the crowd bowed and they stopped protesting and they applauded because they know who the true president is still. And Bill, you need to go look at Bill on stage. This man, he couldn't, his eyes were so, I mean, it's just like somebody punched him in the face without the black eyes. I'm telling you, he must have just awakened. He must have been up all night. And I'm deciding which way to go. Which direction do I go? Because this is very telling. Either in New York City, they're having a fundraiser. Some say 11 million, some say more than 20 million. Who knows? Who knows what they really were able to raise? But the thing is this, on stage, you saw the rulers of the United States of America. On that stage, the true rulers of this country were being viewed. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
America, America, are you now?
I have been, as I research and go to the different sites, one thing I'm beginning to see and hear is people in this country, the media, are beginning to acknowledge that this is not a Joe Biden administration. This is a Barry Satoro administration. Everyone, or many people, more and more, especially in the last 6 months, have stated that someone, a group of people, powers that have been in power, are actually still in power, and everyone that had been put in positions by Barry Satoro, he is still using these individuals to carry out his policies, and to actually, he's actually doing things in on the international stage, internationally. And people are beginning to realize this is still the Obama administration. This is why everything happening in this country is Democrat-owned or Democrat-directed. Still, people are, many people are speaking about it, and I'm going to talk about the movie, the Netflix movie that was, what was it the Obamas did? It was directed by the Obamas. The movie was called, if I can find it, Leave the World Behind. This is out of Gateway Pundit, Matt Walsh. He addresses the coincidence of Obama's new movie containing a scene where a cargo ship crashes due to cyber attack and the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse. He says that, why on earth did Barack Obama produce a Netflix film about a catastrophic cyber attack? In the opening scene from Leave the World Behind, it shows a ship crashing or coming onto a beach. The ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore was headed to Sri Lanka. The flag of Sri Lanka is a lion. And the ship in the opening scene of Barack Obama's Leave the World Behind is named White Lion. Coincidence or foreshadowing, projection? I don't think so. In response to Corsetti's theory, Matt Walsh released a video explaining how the scene in Obama's movie was just a coincidence. Walsh stated, "It is very, very stupid to theorize that Obama coordinated a cargo ship's collision with the bridge and for some reason left a trail of clues for right-wingers on the Twitter to discover. This is the kind of goober bull bleep that makes the whole movement look dumb and unserious," added Walsh. The thing is that these people that poo-poo conspiracy theories or trash, I guess you could say that the step-headed child is truth. Whenever truth is involved, we have the red-headed stepchild. Those who tell the truth, they're the red-headed stepchildren. I hate to, not to offend anybody, I'm just using that term. The person that is never invited to the gala, to the ball, to festivities, is truth. Truth is never invited. And whenever truth is present, their favorite go-to phrase is conspiracy theory. Whenever truth walks in the room, everyone looks and points, conspiracy theory. Over the door, it says conspiracy theory. But one thing about truth, like Jesus Christ said, there will come a time, and the time is now, and it has always been true, that what is done in secret will be brought out into the light, will be exposed, made known. Whatever is spoken in the ear is going to be shouted on the rooftop, broadcast abroad. So the red-headed stepchild is always going to be labeled conspiracy theory. Well, people are beginning to see internationally, outside of U.S. boundaries, in the world that we know little about. We aren't in the conversations in Europe, in Russia, in the Middle East, in South America. We're not in these discussions with these people that rule the other nations. And you know what their discussions are? The blindness of the people in the United States of America. They saw the World Trade Center bombing. They knew it was inside. But we laugh. The American people laugh, especially the hard left, extreme left. The bridge, more and more evidence is coming out that this was not just a happenstance. It didn't just, you know, you flip a coin, it might come down heads, it might come down tails. The bridge was not just an accident. There are too many strange factors, and people are waking up. In Russia, Russia has just come out again concerning the attack at the mall. I'm going to read what they say. That the investigators have established the link between Moscow terrorist attack suspects and Ukrainian nationalists. Russia knew immediately this was an attack that had all the fingerprints of the Ukrainian or Ukrainian fingerprints all over it. These suspects, they were linked to Ukrainian nationalists. A Russian committee stated yesterday the perpetrators had received significant sums of money from Ukraine. A law enforcement agency said they have obtained substantiated evidence that the suspected assailants received funding from Ukraine in the form of cryptocurrency, which I want to talk about cryptocurrency. With cryptocurrencies, you know the protests that took place 4 years ago where the cities burned down, Seattle, Portland? How did these protesters that were being funded by the government, how did they get paid? Cryptocurrency. They got cards. They had cryptocurrency. They didn't get a check. They didn't go to location A and pick up cash. Everything was done in crypto. This way it was hidden, and it was all done with cryptocurrencies. They had to get on. They were on the dark web, able to, and because they're high tech, they're able to use crypto to purchase whatever they want, sell crypto, have hard cash. The head of Russia's Federal Security Service told reporters that the United States, the Ukraine may have been behind the attack. That was early. The Ukrainians may have been preparing a window for them to cross back over the border. I'd heard that the first day also. On the other side, they were welcomed as heroes. They had been previously identified as radical Islamists, recruited through the online chat operated by the Afghanistan-based offshoot of Islamic State, IS, which is formerly ISIS. However, investigators said at the time, despite the group's claim of responsibility for the terrorist act, another party such as the Ukrainian intelligence agency may have been involved in the plot. Everything will come out. Nothing will be hidden. What happened with the bridge is going to be found out. The Lord said it would be known. So they also found an additional 9 individuals that they're also interrogating. Now with the Francis Scott Key Bridge, this is where Francis Scott, he wrote the Star Spangled Banner. Could this have been a foreshadowing or a projection or a subtle clue by those that hate this country that they no longer support the United States of America, that they are anti-American, that they have become traitors to this great country? Like I've always stated, you have two Americas. You have those that rule, that hold the power, that direct the nation in the direction they want it to go, and you have the American people, those who are busy building the country, keeping things running. Like Lyndon Johnson said, I remember I read something about a comment Johnson made. He was married to Lady Bird Johnson, her dad. He was part owner, investor in Brown and Root. They built big construction company, power plants, bridges, dams, things of this nature. And he said, the important people are the people that keep the water flowing, electricity running, that move people from A to B, that build the vehicles in which the people travel, that build everything that is needed for a great society. And he said the politicians, the police, these people, in his view, were to some degree insignificant. But he said it was the people who keep things moving. They are what America is. I have to agree with him on that point. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, the secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio. This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Former presidents gathered together at a fundraiser. There were three people. You had an unholy trinity. And it says, you know, I like this song by Sergio Mendez, The Fool on the Hill. Of the three, the one, there's one in this group that is a fool. Or what does the Bible say? A fool says in his heart there is no God. So it could be a fool or three fools. But there is a fourth president who acknowledges God, Donald Trump. So you can't say that he's a fool. And when God puts powers for of nations, kings of nations in place, He puts good kings, noble kings, and evil kings. But God does put and decides who is going to be in power, when they will be in power, when they will be removed from power. Because God does have his hand on all things to fulfill prophecy. And as I've stated before, people maybe don't like my view that Barry Satoru, it's his Christian name, Barack Obama, his Muslim name, has been waiting patiently for 3 years and waiting to return to power. And if you look at what is happening in this country, Obama is the one on the campaign trail. He's been in Europe recently. He's visiting with European leaders. Why? Is he planning to return and he needs to begin dialogue with European leaders and in this country? Why is it that he has so many people in the Democrat Party and who knows who else, probably intelligence agencies visiting him? They're visiting there in Martha's Vineyard. Why all the activity? Is he deciding who is going to be in his power structure in the next possibly 6 months, 5 months or less? And all of a sudden, in the Democrat Party, the Democrats have come to the realization they have no one that they know would be able to sway the vote of the people at this coming election, if we even have it. They know they can't beat Donald Trump. They know they're not going to legally, if the machines and the ballots are left without being tampered with, if they're no longer tampered with, they know Donald Trump is going to take the White House. This is why I always mention continuity of government. It is more important now to understand continuity of government, what that is. All of the agencies in this country that work together to assure that nothing interferes with the power structure of the people that own and rule this country. Whether it be Donald Trump, whether it be Vladimir Putin, whether it be Benjamin Netanyahu, whether it be Xi Jinping, whether it be cyber attack, whether it be nuclear attack, nothing, according to continuity of government and the way that it is set up with all these agencies, there is redundancy, backup, redundancy. If one system goes down, like on that ship that hit the bridge, there is redundancy so that there cannot be cyber attack. You can cut a diesel motor. You can cut it off of and separate it from any power. Diesels will continue to run as long as they have fuel. They don't need power. They don't need electricity because they'll just run and run and run. There will be no shutdown of the power on a diesel motor. I have driven professionally cross country, and diesels, they'll run forever as long as they have fuel. So they're for this, the different systems, security systems on those ships should never go down. So something happened that continuity of government. Not only are they involved in keeping the system or the system alive, working, operating, they also make sure that they move forward with their plans and agendas. The agenda, what agenda is that? A new world order, a one world government, a hegemonic rule of an empire over the nations of the world, control every man, woman, and child, control all resources, food, energy, and another agenda with Bill Gates is population reduction. That is a part of continuity of government. Part of the population reduction, a part of continuity of government, is man-created famines. Like the Holodomor in Ukraine back in the 30s, 20s and 30s. So these powers that are hidden, they do everything they want to maintain their power and to further their plans.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Holy flypaper!
Join me, J.D. Plorable, for Swamp Fight, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at noon, right here on AM 1360.
On Sunday, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Join me this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, for you don't have to get up early and go to the sunrise service. You don't need to dress in your finest Easter Sunday. You don't have to dress. You don't have to leave the house. And you can listen at your convenience and eat breakfast. But I will mention to you that one of the greatest events ever in eternity was the resurrection of the Son of God. Many Christians look at the Bible and let's say that in eternity, you have a center point of eternity. Was the center point of eternity on the day that Adam was created? Or the day that Christ was born? Was the center of eternity the day that Christ was crucified? Or was the center of eternity the day that he resurrected from the dead? Because on the day that he resurrected from the dead, he became not only deity, but now deity mixed with humanity. Now, for the first time, you had humanity in the throne room of God. And this is what Christ did. He put on humanity along with divinity. He was always God, even as a child. But he was God now in the flesh. And now he has deity and humanity, and he is raised from the dead. And he sits at the right hand of God, his Father, in the heavens, waiting to return to take rightful possession of the creation that he created and mankind who he created. His greatest creation, mankind. So join me Sunday, and you can think about if there was eternity. What was the center point of eternity? Was it the center point when time was created? In eternity past, there was no time. But he did create time for man. And time will end. So you could say from the time that time began to the time that ends, that could be also the center point of eternity. But then you'd have to condense it. These are things that are in the Bible. There's a verse that says, deep calleth unto deep. The deep things of God are revealed to mankind through the Spirit of God in him. So, Christ raised from the dead, and now he is the Holy Spirit. And any person that would ask to be forgiven of their sins, who would ask that Jesus Christ live inside of them, or Yeshua HaMashiach, can be born again, can have eternal life. This is the resurrection. This is why the resurrection of the Son of God is so wonderful. It is wonderful. It is majestic. It is just unbelievable that now mankind can have the very God of the universe living inside of them. Like the Apostle Paul said in Colossians, Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, join me on Sunday, and you'll be blessed. Now, to finish out the program, we are in, for the Christian people, you'll understand what I'm going to say. And in the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation was written, yes, for the Christian family. But Christian family, I have to tell you, it wasn't written just for you. It was written for mankind in general. Mankind can understand maybe not the deep things of the experiences of Christ, but they can understand that there are four horsemen of the apocalypse, and each horseman has a duty, which is very negative. They can understand that in Revelation 13, there is a coming person that you're going to have to worship. Not only worship, but this individual, once you worship, you lose any access to eternity with God. People that are not Christians, that are not religious, can understand that. Christians can also understand that there is a great empire at the end of the world, a great nation that is going to rule the world, destroy the world, but it's going to be the greatest empire ever in the history of mankind. People can understand that. They can understand the concept of a new Jerusalem. They can understand that God is going to be with his people for eternity. So God is written the book of Revelation for mankind. You don't have to be a Christian to understand the book of Revelation. The people in the world talk about a cashless society. Rick Rodriguez.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Okay, so I ask that you have a wonderful Easter day, Resurrection Sunday. I was going to say to the Christian people, in Luke chapter 25, I'm sorry, chapter 21, verse 25, Christ said there'd be a time before his return where internationally there would be a period where there would be a time of perplexities, a time where there would be no answers, no solutions. There would be conundrums, no answers to the problems that would happen in the world. We're in that time. And to the Christian people, this period is a time before tribulation. There is tribulation coming to the world. And to the Christian people, we should know what that means. We should understand what that means, and we are to look for the signs. We're look for the wars, the rumors of wars, signs in the heavens, like the coming solar eclipse, signs like the solar eclipse 7 years ago, signs like the Revelation chapter 12 sign of a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and stars above her head, which was fulfilled in 2017 also. We're to look for diseases in the world on international scale, famines throughout the whole earth, starvation. And this time, according to the scripture, because of the way that we have access to media, it wouldn't happen in a hidden way. It would be overt, exposed. It would be known to the whole world. The wars, the sickness, the plagues, the evil, the children of the devil who would come to power, it would be known to everybody. Nothing would be hidden. This is one of the ways in which Christ said that whatever is done in secret would be known internationally. And it's happening. So, may the Prince of Peace bless your Friday. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. May he bless your evening. May he bless you tomorrow. May he bless you Saturday, Sunday. Join me on Sunday for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.